KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Supreme Court could rule today on whether the ban on TikTok in the United States can go into effect as scheduled on Sunday. Users like Jacob Savage in Tennessee say,
kind of surprised that they're finally maybe going to do it, but not too upset because I waste probably like 2 hours a day on TikTok, so I'll be able to get a lot more done.
But TikTok might not be going anywhere. A Biden administration official tells ABC the president has no plans to enforce a ban on his last day in office. President-elect Trump's incoming national security advisor said they have plans to keep it from going dark. Winds are subsiding in Southern California, but they're only expected to be a short reprieve from the devastating wildfires as winds could pick up again Monday. Fires blamed for 27 deaths. 18 people are still missing. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel's officially agreed to a ceasefire deal with Hamas that will take effect Sunday. This is ABC News. Rudy Giuliani's reached a settlement with two Georgia poll workers in a defamation lawsuit. Giuliani was accused of peddling and repeating false claims against the workers in the aftermath of the 2020 election.
The terms were not disclosed, but we know that Giuliani gets to keep everything he owns, including a couple of apartments, a whole bunch of baseball memorabilia. In exchange, he agreed never to defame Ruby Freeman or Shea Moss again and to pay them some undisclosed amount of compensation.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky. A Texas truck driver pleads guilty for what's considered the deadliest human smuggling event in U.S. history. Homero Zamorano Jr. charged in the deaths of 53 people, migrants who were enduring sweltering temperatures in the back of a tractor trailer he drove. Prosecutors said he and other co-conspirators were aware the air conditioning was malfunctioning. He could receive life in prison when he's sentenced in April. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Choosing a florist for Valentine's Day? For the best and freshest flowers in Waterloo, Lake Mills, Marshall, Deerfield, and surrounding areas, Waterloo Blooms has exactly what you're looking for. Call 920-478-8600 or stop by today.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Malcolm in the Middle is putting the band back together. The crazy popular show that premiered in 2000 is ready for a reboot. Bryan Cranston and Jane Kaczmarek will return, as well as series creator and head writer Linwood Boomer. Frankie Muniz also returns as Malcolm, who is now almost 40. During the show's 151-episode run, it pulled 33 Emmy nominations. Disney announced they will make 4 episodes to start. In Oh My Gosh, it's been a few weeks since Taylor Swift has made news. She is being a supportive girlfriend. Travis Kelce has decided to continue his NFL career despite falling stat lines, and Taylor Swift says she fully supports his decision. That's the story. It's not much, folks, but a little Taylor Swift news is less depressing than other news happening around the world. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is Jordan Love the one? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL Packers GM Brian Gutekunst held his end-of-season press conference and was asked after 2 years, does he think that quarterback Jordan Love will someday lead the team to a Super Bowl?
I've talked many times about how even-keel he is, and I think, you know, his growth, I mean, the way he manages our football team has been pretty impressive.
The Packers have fired defensive line coach Jason Rebovich, the D-line criticized for a lack of quarterback sacks. Baseball tributes to Bob Uecker, who died after a 2-year battle with lung cancer. Uecker loved talking to players in the clubhouse. I asked Christian Yelich if he could trust Uke to keep those chats private.
Well, I think he was always on the player's side. You know, I think he always had our back no matter what, and he was always pretty passionate about that. I think he would tell you that on a daily daily basis, whether you're going through a hard time or not, or whatever was going on the field. And, you know, you got the true version of Bob where he could let his guard down.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be warmer but windy today. Some sunshine this morning. Clouds will increase this afternoon with a high right around 40 this afternoon. Tonight it gets colder with a low of 12. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, 17. We're going to drop to 3 below Sunday with a high on Sunday afternoon right around 0. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens, visit Kenosha Marketing Director Meredith Jamesco, and Bar Band Friday Nights resume with Max Inc. radio host Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by John Peterson and Gordy Young in association with John and Gordy Productions, Civic Media, and your Uncle Steve. Side effects may include nausea, uncontrollable laughter, and the desire to throw your radio into Lake Mendota. Now, here they are, John and Gordy. We're sorry.
John and Gordy in the Morning. We made it back in.
Yep.
Completing the week.
It's Friday.
We've
hey.
Got so many stories to get to, and why don't we go to the phone lines first? We have Joe on the line. Joe, what have you got for us this morning?
Hey, guys. Great to hear your show, as always. I wanted to add, one of your callers had mentioned The Mouse That Roared is one of a cinema adventure into a country of being occupied by someone else, and that's in the comedy realm. If people are looking for another really great series, it's called Occupy. You can stream it on Amazon Prime. It runs for 3 seasons, and the premise is that the Russians occupy the country of Norway for a set of reasons that are spelled out in the series. But it's just brilliant, really well done, and really captures this sense of, okay, now what happens when this big dude comes into your country and says, okay, we're taking over. Really great stuff, 3 seasons long, couldn't recommend it enough. So again, the series is called Occupied, and you can find it streaming on Amazon Prime, I know. So other places possibly too. And just to let people know, it's premised on a story idea from the mystery writer. His name is Joe. It reads as Joe Nesbo, but apparently it's pronounced Yo Nesbo. So it's got this great mystery feel for it underneath. So there you go.
All right.
A little something for the weekend.
Excellent.
Take care.
Thanks for the viewing.
Thanks for that recommendation.
Yeah. Love it. All
right. We're talking about, you know, the U.S. taking over Canada and
yeah, and we never even got to Denmark.
I mean, Denmark.
the threat that Denmark and, of course, Greenland. I mean, this is insanity, but it's really happening, and I think he's, you know, doubling down on it. When he's challenged like this, he doubles down every time.
Yeah.
So why don't we get to a more local feel here?
Yeah, and, more local takeovers,
Lion Kugels,
too.
Yeah, a big threat for Lion and Kugels up in Chippewa Falls. You know, they're moving the brewing operation to Milwaukee. He's still staying in the state, but, I mean, Lion and Kugels up there in Chippewa Falls is a destination for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have James Kelly with us, who is up in Chippewa Falls. And, James, welcome to the John and Gordy Show. Good to have you with us. So, this is happening just about 5 blocks away from your location, right?
Yeah, just up the street here.
The station hangout, place to let go. You know?
Right.
So tell us, what's the situation so far?
Yeah, what's the latest?
Yeah, so today is actually the day that the brewery will be closing. This is the final day. 56 employees are going to be laid off. The Liney Lodge, which is kind of the more popular tourist gathering area where they have the gift shop and their actual bar, that will remain open, and they're going to continue to do tours of the actual facility itself.
Okay.
But obviously it's not quite the same as if it's still in production. And, you know, this is a fixture in Chippewa Falls that's been here for over 150 years. The family still is incredibly involved with the day-to-day management of the company, or at least were until this point now. It's a tough day here. And I think the best way that I can describe how people are feeling is just when I got here about a year and a half ago, I was already a huge fan of Lion and Kugel's. Even I'm from New York. We had summer shandies out there too, and it was my favorite. And, you know, I took a job in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, thinking, well, what am I going to do? Like, where do I go to meet people and, you know, just enjoy life? And it's like, oh, the maker of my favorite drink is right here.
Yeah.
And at the time, there was a strike going on with the brewery workers that lasted for about 7 weeks. So when I showed up here in Chippewa Falls right before the strike ended a couple weeks earlier, there were no bars in town where I could go and get a Lion and Kugel's drink because the community had boycotted the drink as a send a message effort. Say, we're with the union workers on this one. We want them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the summer shandy too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Very, very, very refreshing stuff. So the thing here is that it is a brewery. And what they want to do is they want to continue to brew beer there and still be allowed to make a profit and do their own thing, basically, separate from the major company, from Coors, right? But Coors would still be the owner of the property, right? Is that the situation?
They've owned the company since 1988, Lion and Kugel's. And to this point, before the closing of the brewery, they were only brewing about 25% of the Lion and Kugel products actually here in Chippewa Falls. And now that's just being centralized in Milwaukee. But you know, it's a historic site for people in Chippewa Falls. It's the biggest tourist attraction in the area by far. You know, it's got a lot of people here bummed out.
Yeah.
So Jake and Dick Lion and Kugel, I mean, they've made an offer. I mean, they're still talking to Coors. Is that right? I mean, is there kind of a Hail Mary offer, to keep the operation going?
Yeah. So on Wednesday, they released a statement, the Lion and Kugel brothers, that, earlier in January, they asked Molson Coors to enter into a non-disclosure agreement to talk about potential terms that would keep the brewery open and you know, keep the family involved in the company. And Molson Coors, a couple weeks later, decided they were not interested in entering that NDA. So they tried again and said, well, we'll have this discussion out in public if you want to. But like, this is important to us. It's important to the 56 workers that are going to be losing their jobs at this brewery. And to this point, Molson Coors CEO has said, this is an important brand for us. Right. We're very committed to the brand. So it seems like that's not something that's down the pipeline currently.
Yeah. But would it run independently? Then Molson Coors wouldn't really, I mean, they'd be the owner, but they would allow this brewery to operate independently, its own bottom line, its own finances, right? Its own employment. Is that basically it?
You could keep in place the agreement they've had where you're producing a certain amount of this product here, but you technically don't own it.
Yeah.
You have input on the brand, but again, you technically don't own it, but the brewery remains operational. It just seems like Molson Coors really wants to centralize production and cut costs there. And that's how it's going to be for now.
So what they want to do is they want to stop the brewing there, but everything else stays in place. The gift shop.
And their pilot brewery there will remain opened as well.
Oh, the pilot brewery?
Yeah.
Oh, well, now what's the story on that?
It's mostly just for innovation.
Yeah.
You know, try some new things out, see if we can find something that sticks.
And have it on tap.
That's going to continue operation.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not horrible, I guess.
Okay. Something.
But yeah. All right. Well, good luck up there. I know it's you know, it's a mainstay. People go there. I mean, it's a tourist attraction. The thing to do, we hope the best, you know, takes place. And they allow this to continue, I think. It's a tradition here in Wisconsin. I think, you know, corporations have some kind of responsibility to the community that they've nurtured for so damn long. I mean, there's something to that, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially one of the oldest breweries in the country.
Yeah.
Well, James, we appreciate your report. James, by the way, is our news bureau chief up there at Chippewa Falls at Civic Media's WCFW, the TAP, right?
Yep.
Well, we hope we can get
that tap
going. Find Lion and Kugel's going through that.
How long you had that one in the back pocket?
Know. There you go. We've been waiting for that.
I'm sure you haven't heard that before either. So.
Right. James, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and good luck. We hope Line of Kugels can continue up there as an operating brewery, so at least
thanks,
in some form.
All right.
Thanks.
Take care.
All right, James Kelly.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Wow.
Okay. Let's see. Our weather for today, by the way.
Yes.
Nice. Going to be really nice all day long. 29 degrees currently. Highs today about 44. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can sleep better. You can dream bigger on handcrafted Verlo Mattress. You can find them on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com. Be sure to ask about their lifetime guarantee on their mattresses.
All right. You know, we were talking about, you know, taking over Canada and destroying their economy.
Right. That's on the list of things to talk about.
It's always good to be a good neighbor.
Wow. Yeah.
This is, what was the point to all of this? This is just, why would we do this to our friends?
Because Donald Trump wants to keep the spotlight no matter what. Just say outrageous crap. And just whatever he goes with, everybody follows along. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it gets everybody's attention and, you know, takes the attention off of the hearings that are going on for his cabinet choices.
Well, you know, Denmark is feeling threatened by the U.S. tariffs as well. So let's get into that really quick here. Donald Trump, and I have typed this out. I don't like reading this stuff, but this is a more complicated situation. Trump did not back down from threats during a conversation with Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen. According to Frederiksen, Trump reiterated the possibility of imposing tariffs if Denmark does not give up Greenland. It just takes your breath away, doesn't it? What in the hell? The prime minister said the U.S. side suggested that, unfortunately, there might be a situation where we collaborate less with Americans in the economic sphere. We are in a serious situation, Frederiksen stated. Russia and China couldn't be happier to see the U.S. Fighting like this. You know, I mean, we're fighting with our allies. We're not fighting against Russia or China at this point. Our allies.
Right? Yeah.
Some Twitter responses here I thought were classic. Trump declaring his Make Imperialism Great Again mandate, essentially normalizing more Putin and Xi aggression in the world and proclaiming I can play with the big boy dictators too, just watch me, and threatening Denmark with tariffs that will increase prices for American consumers on everything from Ozempic to Carlsberg beer to IKEA furniture. And then here's another response. Putin's number one goal is decoupling America from NATO. Trump hasn't even taken office, and he's already doing Putin's bidding by threatening NATO allies with economic sanctions if they don't surrender territory. And here's another response. The U.S. has an air base in Greenland and has had that for over 70 years.
Not a lot of people up there, but
I find it unimaginable that Denmark is going to allow America to keep that base, given they're making threats against Greenland, and the base could be used as a staging point for any military aggression. I think it's high time the base shut down. Those are some of the responses in response to, you know, declaring war on Denmark.
Well, I saw some report a couple of days ago, I might have mentioned this before, that they think there's going to be a summit between China and Russia and the U.S., and everybody will get
start
something.
Start dividing up countries.
Yeah, just China will take Taiwan, we'll take it all, and Russia will take Ukraine, and we'll get whatever we want.
Keep in mind, he's coming the peacetime president.
Yes, coming right back.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Now, there's some Northwoods music.
Mm-hmm.
92.7 WMDX, Twin Peaks, John and Gordy in the morning, and it's time once again to talk to our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot.
Morning, Brittany.
As a major media company is letting go all its meteorologists in Wisconsin. This is from Paul Pittis, former anchor at WKOW. He posted this today. The unthinkable Allen Media, which owns WKOW and sister stations in La Crosse, Eau Claire, Wausau, decided to get rid of all their meteorologists company-wide, and they will now let the Weather Channel provide weather services, which Allen also owns. How nice.
How convenient.
Yes. God. Oh. Get rid of the local people?
Yeah.
How are they going to cover what's going on?
I don't know.
Like tornadoes and bad weather. Yeah, and
local weather events.
Right.
Yeah.
And how
Oh, that is terrifying.
Yeah.
Microclimates in Wisconsin in itself
that
the meteorologists here understand it. When you're not living here, you don't see those little things that we're all picking up on. This is a huge mistake, I think, personally.
Yeah. Wow.
And my heart goes out to all those meteorologists because it's tough. It's tough these days.
It is.
Research is coming back that people are using these weather apps. Stop doing that.
Well, that's the trend. Yeah. Everybody's got a weather app on their phone.
But, the weather apps are nothing. I don't go to the weather app when we've got bad weather in the area. I
exactly.
go to the local TV stations for that.
Yeah. Severe Absolutely. Weather breaks out. You want somebody local telling you what's going on.
Especially, the people that have been here for so long. I mean, even some guys come out of retirement to help out
right.
on TV.
Yeah, they exactly.
do. They do.
Yeah.
So it's
Bob Lindmeyer.
Yeah, it's just an amazing
example.
Thing
yeah.
to realize that these individuals won't be here, broadcasting from outside as the snow is falling on them or on the side of a street someplace saying, look how slippery it is.
Yeah.
They'll
still send the local reporters.
Yeah. The theatrics, yeah.
All right, Brittany.
I used to beg to be outside. I was like, listen, guys, put me outside. But I'm a weird one. I understand that.
Yeah. Well, you like doing that, right?
The evolution was that you just had weather people, and then they were required to become meteorologists,
yes.
right? Yeah. And now they're getting rid of them. That's
mm-hmm.
not progression. That's not happening.
No.
All right. Well, what's going on for us weather-wise? Yeah. We still have a meteorologist
yes.
there.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, and it's going to be a warm painful. One today, right?
Yes, it is. We're going to get a nice slice of warmth throughout the afternoon right ahead of that cold front that is obviously going to be crashing our temperatures. So highs today slicing to about 42 degrees.
Wow.
It's going to feel pretty decent this afternoon, but those winds are still breezy. They're whipping up to 30 miles per hour. So it really feels like 20 degrees outside this morning. But otherwise, the cold front moves through late this afternoon through the evening. A few flurries could fly around with it, but nothing major. Mm-hmm. And on the backside of that, we are crashing cold. Highs tomorrow of 17 degrees plus. Winds on top of that, they're going to feel more like zero. So we fall below zero tomorrow night. We hold into the single digits for the rest of the weekend. I mean, I'm talking highs of about 1, 0, 3 degrees on Monday. Yeah, we're not warming up at all
until
Wednesday.
Well, thanks a lot, Brittany. You're fired.
No. That's what it was. They're tired of hearing all the bad news.
Yeah. So do we have any kind of chance of some snow as this system comes in or no?
Not really, honestly. Yeah, okay. Just a few flurries. The heavier accumulations are definitely further south into Illinois.
All right.
Boy, all the skiers are disappointed, the snowmobilers.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the only people that are happy are the ice fishermen as far as outdoor sports.
That's right. And Brittany is an ice fisher person, right? Yeah.
I am. I do enjoy it. It's my favorite type of fishing because there's no bugs out there.
That's right.
What else
the
are you
going
to do when it's this cold?
You don't like the bugs again. Yeah. You have a thing about bugs.
You and I
do.
You know. I'll do anything if it doesn't
Insects.
Include bugs.
Yeah.
Seriously. You know what we do have going on this weekend, though, that's really cool? What? Speaking of ice, it's not just fishing on it. We are doing some drag races.
What?
Literally cars racing on the frozen lake up here in Merrill.
It's the Merrill Ice Drags.
What?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know all about this?
I haven't been to it, but I know all about it, yeah.
The ice drags? Wow. Yep.
Yeah, you get a bunch of cars with spiked tires out on the lake, and then you just race them.
It's more fun without the spikes. I didn't even know they made spike tires anymore.
Wow.
All right. Well, that sounds really
great weather for
fun,
that, I guess.
All right. Don't break through the ice.
All right, Brittany. Thank you.
Well, by the way, Brittany, you posted a picture of yourself outside. Was it a real picture or green screened?
That was a beautiful chroma key green screen. But I used to go outside in dresses often. That one was not.
We'll look good.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Well, have a good weekend, guys.
You too. Thank you. Thanks. That's Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist.
Yeah. Okay. Emphasize that, okay?
Yes.
If you can.
Yeah. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of out-of-work weather people in Wisconsin. Yeah. Looking for work elsewhere.
Well, speaking of weather, let's talk about the California fires, okay? This is Cut 81. I think we have time for this. Representative Claudia Tenney says there should be conditions on federal disaster relief to Marxist regimes like the one in California. Let's listen to that.
Just giving money away, shouldn't we insist on some changes in the policies of California? Start with you, Claudia.
Absolutely. Look at my state. We should be doing the same thing with the state of New York with the absurd, catastrophic policies they've put in place. You know, California is a disaster. Those same people weren't concerned about the people in North Carolina or the people in Florida who we've tried to help. So it's really important, though, and they caused this problem. We have the same problem in New York, Larry, by the way. We are cleaning out the thatch. We are not taking care of our forests the way they should be managed, where we're in the human environment. And they may have the same problem routinely in California. These people were obstructionists. They also, by the way, tried to cap insurance under I think it was Proposition 103. Guess what that did? It chased insurers out of the state, so many of these people don't even have fire insurance. We have to have a competitive marketplace. We have to get back to a merit-based system. We have to get back to free markets. None of that is happening in states like California and New York. We have Marxist regimes and people that are interested
in just giving money away.
The crazy part of this is that they want clear cutting, right? They want to take all the trees and cut them right down to the ground and create a lot of sunlight in the area so these new trees can come up. And, you know, the thing here is that in Florida, they never seem to criticize Florida for not taking care of the hurricanes and the rainstorms that accompany it.
Flooding.
They don't stop that. You know, for some reason, it's the policies, I think, in Florida that are creating the disasters that they are ending up with and the high insurance rates.
Yeah. Right. On it goes. And on we go. Right around the corner, Jimmy Kay is in for Rocker with a Max Inc. preview. It's coming up next on John and Gordy in the Morning.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Well, there's a new president of the Dairy Business Association, and guess what? It's not a dairy producer. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. I'll introduce you to the new president. That's coming your way next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your Soy Checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
So, for the first time in its 25-year history, the Dairy Business Association is looking to a dairy processor as its president. His name, Greg Siegenthaler. Now, Siegenthaler has been involved with the Dairy Business Association since it began 25 years ago, but he says he welcomes the opportunity to be president. Why? Because he says keeping communication lines open between dairy processors and dairy producers in 2025 is critical.
Probably most pronounced to me is going back 25 years. It's you know, the exchange, the milk exchange between the producer and the processor. Producer would see the milk leave the driveway. It turned right or left. They got a check every 2 weeks. They were good,
yeah.
Right? I think where we are today is there needs to be much more of an intentional partnership and what I call producer pride and producer partnership to understand where is that milk going, right? And not just to the processing location, but who are their consumers? How are they consuming it? Where does the byproduct go? Really understanding the business.
Greg Siegenthaler with Grande Cheese, the new president of the Dairy Business Association. During their board business, they also brought on some new faces to the DBA board, including Dwayne Ducat from Deer Run Dairy in Kewaunee, Steve Shala from Beaumaz Farms in Hammond, and representing the business side, Amy Penterman from Vinevest Partners in Thorpe. Some other honorees that were recognized include Tom Crave from Crave Brothers Farm in Waterloo, Advocate of the Year by the Dairy Business Association, along with Paul Fetzer from Elmwood, Dairy Advocate of the Year. Dwayne Ducat from Kewaunee was named Community Outreach Award winner. That's a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be warmer but windy today. Some sunshine this morning. Clouds will increase this afternoon with a high right around 40 this afternoon. Tonight it gets colder with a low of 12. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, 17. We're going to drop to 3 below Sunday with a high on Sunday afternoon right around 0. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood
if
for
I'd done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. And it's like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Our friend Matt Rothschild will be in the guest hosting chair next time, along with Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers, Wisconsin's Poet Laureate, and Brittany Merlot, talking owls and birds. Join them.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning.
And joining us now, Jimmy Kay in for Rocker with a Max Inc. preview.
Good morning.
Jimmy, good to see you, man.
Sam said there would be Bloody Marys this morning. I don't see any Bloody Marys here.
Yeah, what happened?
I'm he sorry. Lied. I'll get them together right as soon as we're off the air.
Thank you, Sam.
We got a wet bar now over by the kitchen. He'll take care of you.
We need one of those machines where you can just tap it, you know?
Yes.
Just,
we need a kegerator in the studio.
That's a kegerator.
Yes. with Liney's in it.
Yeah.
Of course. Yes, of course.
Absolutely. Well, what's happening on Max Inc.?
We got a lot of stuff happening this week on Max Inc. Radio. Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin every Saturday and Sunday starting at 6 o'clock. Our good friend Aaron Weber is going to stop by the studio tomorrow from MoveToMadison.com. Talk about the crazy time in the spring for selling your home. Also, Isaiah and the New People. They're a new band that I just got turned on to. Isaiah and the New People. They're from the Appleton area. You guys are laughing.
Well, I just think it's a great name.
Yeah.
We hear all these great names for bands.
I know.
So tell us about it.
Well, Luke Mathers actually forwarded this email to me earlier a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Somebody who sent some music in, and music at civicmedia.us. I took notice. I love the island rock and roll, I guess I'm going to call it. It's just a great sound to these guys. Isaiah and I are going to have a great conversation tomorrow. They have a show coming up, two shows in March, at Paradise North Distillery in Green Bay and at Three Sheeps in Sheboygan. Here is Isaiah and the New People and their song, Lahania.
It's kind of a strange love-ish
thing,
right?
And that particular song is actually about the wildfires that happened in Maui a couple years ago as well. Mm-hmm. Also on the show tomorrow, Terry Barr has a great conversation with a great jazz musician, Janet Plant. Now, Janet Plant, she's from the Fox Valley area. She's always called Wisconsin home, but if there's a jazz festival somewhere in the world, Janet Plant has played at that festival. Seriously.
Really?
Janet is great.
That's Terry, her mission.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Terry and Janet talk about all those jazz shows. Plus, there's a big announcement about new music and the story behind her music. Here is Janet Plant with her brand new song, What Greater Joy.
What greater joy is there than this? No greater joy, no greater bliss than to find someone who sees who you are. To have a moment that you share, a moment when there's care, one brief moment when the world feels right. It may not happen very much that you feel that human touch. When it happens, bring it into your heart. Be present, be open, be watching, be ready. Your prize will be
Janet Plant.
That is really smooth.
So, yeah, I like
that. Fantastic voice.
Her vocal makes me just want to sit down with a hot cup of cocoa with Liney Kugels in it.
Well, I want to sit at a cocktail table, with a cigarette, an ashtray.
Yeah.
Smoke streaming up to the ceiling. Yeah, that's
steamy
stuff. I love it.
What would you like, Gordy?
No, that's okay.
Go ahead. Gordy got excited over here.
Yeah, never mind.
Okay, we explained our fantasies. Gordy, no, that's okay. Hold on to his.
I'll keep mine to myself. All right.
Do you guys like countdowns?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I love a good countdown. Like, growing up, I remember listening to Rick Dees on the radio, the top 40 countdown. I love the, like, the on the History Channel where they count down whatever, you know, best disasters or whatever. So much fun. Anyway, I used to do this thing on Max Inc. Radio called the Top 41 Countdown every year. Mm-hmm. Have people vote on songs and count down the top 41 songs. I haven't done that in a couple years, but I put together a Top 41 for tomorrow's show. Starting at 8:30, we're going to count down the top 41 most played songs on Max Inc. Radio last year.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I had to do the end of the work or end of the year book cleaning, figure out, you know, for the pros, whatever. So I had the list in front of me. What can I do with this? We're going to count them down for you. So starting tomorrow at 8:30 after Terry's interview with Janet Plant, top 41 most played songs on Max Inc. Radio. Rob Roberts will have the number one song just before midnight tomorrow.
Okay.
And I've got some breaking news for you guys. Do we have time?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
All right. So breaking news. I was going to talk about this tomorrow on the show, but I'm so excited about this. You guys get the honor to have the breaking news. Max Inc. Radio, 92.7 WMDX presents A Happy Hour of Love. Friday, February 14th at the Gamma Ray Bar. It's up here on Main Street. Yep. It's Valentine's Day, guys.
Yes, oh, yeah, right.
It's the Day of Love. A great band is going to be playing for the happy hour, The Flavor That Kills, Show and Tell on the Radio. I brought this album in for everybody to check out. Okay. And look, guys, they're naked.
Oh, my.
Now, I like that. Can we put that up there?
Yeah. Put it up on Facebook. There.
Okay. There we go.
The Flavor That Kills, they're a great band. They're Atwood Fest alum. Yeah. Okay. And they're just a fun band to play, a fun band to see. Let's drop the needle. I brought this album in. Let's play a track.
All right.
Side one, track two. Sam, can you drop that needle?
Yeah. He's got the turntable in there.
Oh, there he goes.
Love that sound. This is The American Dream and The Flavor That Kills.
I like side B, cut number three, testicle. That's just
weird. You know, I almost cut that song for today, but
yeah,
I didn't know. I didn't know if you could say testicle on the air or not.
I think you can. We went to the Testicle Festival last year up at Springfield Corners.
I was going to mention that. They got it on the calendar for this year already.
Like, really? I don't know if we're going to be invited back.
second week of March.
Oh, it is.
Huh? Yeah.
I need to know about this Testicle Festival.
Well you'll they have actually have bull testicles and other testicles that they fry up and serve.
You eat them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
It's all about edible testicles.
They're very large, so they do cut them up into pieces, bread them.
Yeah, all kinds of.
You don't want to choke on a testicle. Right?
No, you don't want to do that. It happens at Springfield Corners. And, we went up there. It was quite a time.
It was.
But not sure we're going to be invited back, but that's okay. It was actually fun. It was a good time. All right, back to you.
Yeah.
I have to say, you're very generous, Jimmy, because you do include number 41.
Number 41?
Right? I mean, you know, your countdown, right?
Oh, sure,
41, right?
Well, you know, most I don't like you know, top 40. I want to do one better.
I know.
Okay, I was wondering.
Not just
about
one
that.
Better, but you're giving that person a chance.
Right. I mean, everybody
included.
Everybody wants to know what was the four, the one song
that
the odd man out,
right?
Didn't quite make it. Yeah.
I give it to you.
You're there, man.
Yeah,
that's good.
So once again, the breaking news: Max Inc. Radio WMDX presents the Happy Hour of Love Valentine's Day at the Gamma Ray. You know what I think we got to do?
What's that?
You guys ought to join me on Valentine's Day at the Gamma Ray.
Okay,
we could have a couple drinks. We could call Dom during his show. And,
yeah.
You know, do whatever that.
Yeah, just shout profanities. Just make sure.
Well, I don't know about that. But.
What time does that kick off?
5 o'clock.
Okay.
And then, you know, then we go next door, have some lobster and oysters at the tornado room there.
Excellent. Yeah, I've been in there. I've been meaning to go there.
It's going to be a great time. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
And where are we at with time here?
We got plenty of time if you want.
We got 5 minutes or four minutes.
Are we getting ahead of the game?
Let's do one more then. Tomorrow is the Wisconsin Bluegrass Festival. John, I've been talking to you about this for the last couple of weeks. It's happening at the Sylvie here in Madison.
Yep.
Horseshoes and hand grenades, Pert and Ears sandstone, also Chicken Wire Empire. That show is at 6 o'clock. Here's some horseshoes and hand grenades right now. These guys are out of Milwaukee, and they're a hoot to see live. Here is their song, Devil's Trash.
His heart again. No more laying in a dirty doghouse. I'll wait right here long as you must. Soon to come, this moment's past. Best kick out the devil's trash. Long as been, it rules my mind.
Yep. Like it.
Down-home stuff. Love that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're a big fan of the horseshoes and hand grenades.
I would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've been around forever. They're one of the more popular bluegrass artists in the state of Wisconsin.
I didn't even know they were from Wisconsin. For some reason, I thought that they were like a big national group for whatever reason.
I'm pretty sure they call Milwaukee home.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Miss Milwaukee, you know, if I were still hanging out there, I'd probably have seen this band and many more.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're here, Jimmy.
That's right. Thanks. I have purpose in life now.
And there you go.
Now, remind some of the people out there that may be in bands or have local music and original music, if they want to contribute to Max Inc., how do they do that?
Well, very easy. First of all, connect with us on the socials, Facebook, Instagram. Also, you can send us your music and your electronic press kits, music@civicmedia.us. That's music@civicmedia.us. Okay. You can also text the show when we're on the air. We're happy to say hi to you and send us your music. Our mission is to give Wisconsin the best local music that there is from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. And you've been doing that a long time.
10 years now?
Yeah.
15 years now. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. Excellent. All right. Well, you got a little bit more music to
we
share
have
here, but we're
going
to hold that off here for a minute or two, or are we going to get that in now?
You want to do it now?
No. We're going to hold it over.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Sam,
we have a little bit of breaking news, and we kind of alluded to this before, but next week we're going to start giving away tickets to a special show that's coming to the Wisconsin State Fair in August.
Mm-hmm.
We have...
Mm-hmm.
Now, get this, Jimmy. Hold on. You're gonna freak out when you find out about these tickets. We have Boys to Men tickets to give away next week. All next week, Monday through Friday, we're going to be giving away Boys to Men tickets. So, you know, get your dancing shoes on and get ready. That show, again, is in August at the Wisconsin State Fair.
The boys part was more innocent. The men part, well, you know, now it's kind of more of a strip show, isn't it?
I don't think so. I don't think it works that way, John. They've been around a long time, but they're coming back,
but
Boys to Men.
State Fair Park.
Yep. And we'll have those tickets again beginning Monday on John and Gordy. Okay.
They have the best cream puffs at the State Fair.
Do they? Yeah.
I love
it. It's been
cream
a long
puffs.
Time since I've been
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they tried flavorings. You know, I thought the flavorings was a good addition to the whole thing.
Okay.
You're going to cut me off? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Mr. in control, you know.
We'll be back with more with Jimmy K. Max Inc. preview coming up. Boys, the best. We'll
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Clayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
I need good music. Good, good music.
Good, good.
It always feels so good.
This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. You can find them on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com. Ask about their lifetime guarantee. And if you buy a mattress today and take delivery of it, give me a call. I'll come over, break it in for you. Have a nap on it for 20 or 30 minutes just to get it all ready for you.
Okay. All right. Won't send Sam over there because it'll turn it into a mascot, you know?
No.
Yeah, when are we going to get the Verlo mattress mascot in here?
I think we got to talk to the salespeople.
Maddie the mascot?
Yes. Maddie the mattress.
Yeah. Maddie the mattress from Verlo.
I got to try and find the picture of me wearing the mattress suit. There's got to be one
there
somewhere.
There has to be something.
I want that for Halloween.
Yeah, it Halloween? Was that why you were wearing?
No, it was in the middle of winter.
No, it was a promo.
My school band was running a fundraiser where we were selling mattresses, and we contracted with this company that does this for fundraisers, and they had these mattress costumes for the kids to wear. But it was in the middle of winter, and there was a blizzard going on.
Perfect.
So I was out on the street wearing this mattress costume, and a snowplow came by, didn't see me because I'm wearing a white mattress costume, threw a bunch of snow at me, and then I just laid in a snowbank and wondered, what am I doing with my life?
Yes. Wow.
And then you got into radio.
Yes. Yep. Now you're
Nothing's
asking
changed.
That same question.
Nothing's changed.
I know.
Okay.
The thing is, you know, who would give away mattresses as a fundraiser? I mean, who would buy the mattresses in the first place?
Good
I'd go
question.
To a nice professional place.
Good.
But,
very strange.
Wouldn't buy it from a high school.
Well, you're lucky you weren't killed by that bulldozer, plow, whatever it was.
Now, here's the thing. Yeah. Here's the thing, Jimmy. I'm going to put you on this thing if you can. Find some, you know, we have this introduction, you know, that I think we could find some local bands that have talked or sang rather about rock and roll.
Okay.
You know, they're saying we ought to have a rock and roll, you know, something, whatever it is. Is there, Could we put another compilation together, a great intro for you guys here on Friday, so we can, you know, introduce
for this segment.
This segment.
You want a band to write a song for this segment?
No, not write a song, but just, you know, they've done songs like that, you know, rock and roll.
Maybe we'll do a montage
of a local band singing about rock and roll and how it saved their lives. Whatever it is.
Right? I like the idea of like making another compilation album. We were talking off air earlier about the old WMAD compilations album.
Well, that would be great.
Make another do a yearly compilation album of some of the top songs that came out for that year.
Absolutely. I think that should be done, right? I mean, getting the rights to it, would that be the tough part?
I think most bands would be, hey, you want to include my song? Thank you.
Okay. Yes. I think that would be the way to go.
We've got one more song from you. What do you got for us?
I do. I got one more bluegrass festival to tell you about, John. If you're listening over in the Milwaukee area, next Saturday, January 25th at Boone and Crockett on South Water Street over in Milwaukee, is the fourth annual Blues Winter Heater with the Millbillies, Joe Huber, Megan and the Birdwatchers, and Valley Fox. Now, the Millbillies, they're an awesome bluegrass band from the Milwaukee area. They've been nominated for a Whammy several times, and they are definitely a favorite around the state. Let's check out their song right here, the Millbillies, High Class, Low Life.
All right.
Well, let me tell you about a friend of mine, Ted Strip, when he walks blind, when he's doing wrong inside the scene. Got a PhD and cause trouble, sitting at M&M, he's there on the double, and he does it all with an air of luxury. Now you know his mama moans, talking all of this, so tired of baby staying and fall so low. Yeah, looking for love, you don't need to strive, you can stay the night, but you don't need a wife. He's a high class, low life. He's a high class, low life.
Wow.
John is in here dancing in the studio.
That's a Flat and Scruggs thing.
And, yeah, it is.
You know, the thing is that rapid singing style, that is so cool.
And the banjo.
I know.
It's fun. I mean, I like bluegrass, and I know you're a big fan of bluegrass, John, but that's great. The Millbillies, that song could be on the compilation.
Absolutely.
A lot of picking and grinning going on there.
For sure. Yeah. Lastly, I want to tell you guys, we're coming down to the deadline for nominations, where you can nominate your favorite bands, your favorite artists for the Madison Area Music Association or the Mamas. If you go to themamas.org, you can nominate your favorite bands, your favorite songs for the Mama Awards for this upcoming year. Registration ends January 31st. And while you're there on the website at themamas.org, consider maybe making a contribution, a donation to help put musical instruments in the hands of kids.
Excellent. Fantastic.
Deal.
Well, thank Jimmy.
All right. And once again on Max Inc. this weekend.
Yeah.
Max Inc. Radio this weekend. We got... Terry Barr interviewing Janet Plant. We also got Isaiah and the New People. And, of course, the Max Inc. Top 41 Most Played Songs of 2024.
Excellent.
Top 41. Can't wait. Jimmy, thanks.
Thank you, guys.
And give our best to Rocker.
We will.
Get well soon, Rocker. We miss you.
Yeah.
All right. Now, next week here on John and Gordy in the Morning, again, Boys to Men tickets all week long. Yes, we can't believe it ourselves. Yeah. We got that happening.
Pinch me, I'm dreaming.
Yeah. And Monday, our guest will be former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin.
That's right.
He will be joining us then. And let's see. Anything else, John? Old business? Any new business?
No, absolutely not.
Time to adjourn the meeting?
We are going to play a song that we never found out who sang it or wrote it or anything like that. We're just going to play it out here. And
okay. We have no idea who this is.
Yeah.
But if you know, let us know. Okay? Sam? Have a good weekend.
You too, Gordy.
Thanks for all your
help. You too, John.
Help.
All right.
Jimmy? John?
All right.
Let's all go down and have a drink somewhere.
Yeah.
Is our bar open?
That's too early.
Yeah, too early.
Too early.
All right.
Mr. Hegsa.
Have a great weekend.
Going back to Mad City today.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Hey folks, Jimmy K here from Max Inc. Radio. Join me this weekend as I welcome Isaiah and the New People. Plus Terry chats with jazz musician Janet Plant. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Israeli Security Cabinet has accepted the ceasefire deal with Hamas. It now just needs full ratification from the government. It would go into effect Sunday. ABC's Ian Panel has the latest from Tel Aviv.
War ravaged Gaza. A ceasefire can't come soon enough. Israeli airstrikes raining down on the strip since the agreement was announced, killing more than 100, according to the Hamas-run health authority.
The deal would see the release of 33 hostages, the first three taking place on Sunday. The Supreme Court could rule today on whether the law that bans TikTok in the U.S. can go into effect Sunday, but the Biden administration says they do not plan to enforce a ban, and President-elect Trump's incoming national security advisor says there are plans in place to keep TikTok from going dark. The president commuted the sentences of almost 2,500 nonviolent drug offenders and better weather conditions, giving Southern California residents and firefighters a reprieve. This is ABC News.